Basil, originally from India, was known by the Egyptians and the ancient Greeks and Romans. It was introduced to Europe by the Arabs and had reached Germany by the 12th century. In the Middle Ages it was grown in gardens or in pots, bringing to mind the famous story by the Italian author Boccaccio about the young woman who planted her dead loved one's head in a pot of basil and watered it with her tears. Placed at the window, it's said to ward off mosquitoes. With its antispasmodic and tonic virtues, it's a good remedy for gastric spasms. Drunk as a tea, it's an effective cure for insomnia. But basil is best known as a seasoning. It's the soul of the favourite soup in Provence, pistou, which also contains summer vegetables. In some cultures, basil isn't eaten, but regarded as a protective or even sacred plant. In 1938, in his work on the ceremonial nature of ancient harvesting practices, Delatte noted, "Picking basil, a sacred plant, was accompanied by a complete ritual. The herbalist had to purify his sinful right hand by plunging it, with the aid of an oak branch, in water from three different sources, dress in clean clothes, and stand at a distance from impure souls, particularly menstruating women. Tools made from iron, considered a vile metal, were naturally forbidden." In India, a woody-stemmed sacred basil called tulsi is grown by Hindus in temples and homes. They use its wood to sculpt necklaces with protective properties. There are over 60 varieties of basil from all parts of the world, both medicinal and scented. Several of them are here in this parterre, where you can discover their diverse fragrances.